When you look at your big milestones, ask yourself, what did I have to do in my schedule to achieve those? Who did I actually have to become? What new habits did I have to install? This could be the secret sauce to your growth, because every time that you actually did those milestones, the moment before it, I can promise you, you probably had some fear around it, some anxiety around it, but you pushed through. So the question is, how do entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and experts scale to create a massive business all while having fun and impacting lives? Welcome to The Raquel Show. I'm your host, Raquel Quinette, business coach, real estate entrepreneur, investor, wife, and sports mom. This podcast will give you real quick tips, strategies, tools, and inspire you to help you play bigger in business and in life. Are you ready? Let's grow to the next level. Welcome to The Raquel Show. This show is for entrepreneurs who want to play bigger in business and in life. And I just want to say thank you all for hanging out with me today. If it's your first time, welcome and thank you for finding us. And if you've been listening to our show, thank you so much for being a part of our community. Shout out to the parents that listen to the show with their kids and how much they appreciate the message. A shout out goes to London and Mace for listening to our show and your sweet posts. The other day, I had brunch with a friend who started her own business a few years back. She hit a milestone last year, and we got talking about what makes a business plan and what doesn't. Many of you have reached out already for help, saying, I've realized I need help in executing my business plan, and what an honor. Here's the thing with business plans. They only work when everything works to a T. But most likely, if it were easy, everyone would do it and not have a stable job or something to fall back on. It always looks easier than it doesn't. And in this episode, I want to break down the most common mistakes when it comes to entrepreneurs not executing on their goals and building momentum. Number one is unrealistic expectations. I see a lot of agents or entrepreneurs open their business and they want to make $100,000, $500,000, a million, multiple seven figures, or even years into their business. Yet, they don't even have a solid business model that's effectively running the business for it to grow. So before you pick a number, especially an income number, is do your research. Who in your market is already doing that? What are they doing? By the way, when you see people online and they say they're making seven figures, just remind yourself that it didn't go all to their pocket. That's most likely gross revenue, not taxes. People fail to ask what your expenses were, who did you have to hire, what services or products did you have to create. And if this is the highest income or revenue that the business has planned for, just know there will be unexpected things that will happen, such as needed software or even hiring new employees, tools, because the business could be too reliant on special things, but it's not going to help you grow to where you actually need to be. And number two is not being clear on the activities that really drive the business forward. Either you may have not been doing the right ones in your business, or possibly not enough. Sometimes we make the mistake of pivoting too early when we really haven't tested it through. And as an example, oftentimes I see gaps in our business and I want to change everything, when really I should pause and either put more volume, more pressure, more constraints behind it to see if the outcome actually changes. Let's take social media, for example. Some of you may measure things like comments, likes, the number of posts, and some measure DMs, shares, and you can measure so many different things. You can have different KPIs, but what's the real thing that you're after? If you're after, let's say, exposure of a brand or getting new organic followers, you may need to look at shares. And if you are after clients or building relationships or growing your database, you may want to look at engagement. So the question becomes, what's the content that works, that's causing more DMs, more comments, that allows us to have these two-way conversations so that we could nurture the relationship in our database? Number three is the lack of commitment or consistency. You know, being consistent, let me tell you, is hard. We all fall into traps. We all fall off one way or another, and no one is perfect. I've yet to see that. But what actually gets you back on track is the key. True story. I've already missed a few days in the gym, but I also know that there are days where I operate from the floor and the ceiling concept. For example, if I have to work out for an hour and for whatever reason, I missed out on my alarm, I stayed up late finishing work, didn't get enough sleep, I look at what's my floor. And my floor is walking on the treadmill at an incline for at least 10 minutes to just get my body moving so I don't miss it out completely. The key to most successful entrepreneurs is they know how to execute quickly. And when they don't execute, they know how to pivot or make up for it right away. And number four is the lack of accountability and resources. Most business plans fail when there isn't a strong enough why. Sometimes we pick goals and we just aren't really attached to them, or there's a lack of accountability or resources. We have big goals, but we may not have all the resources, such as the capital, the leverage, and even tools or systems. So here's the kicker, and here's the real question. Raquel, how do I get back on track? And how do I pivot throughout the year so that I can continue to execute on my big vision, on my business plan, on my goals? So here's what you can do. Number one is be aware of the habits that you are building in your business to move the needle. Very, very important. Are you doing the things that actually move the needle in your business? So oftentimes, entrepreneurs like to say that they are busy, but they aren't actually focused on what moves the needle. And sometimes it may take an outsider to actually look at your business and look at what you're doing to actually tell you that that might be the wrong activity. Number two is focus on what's important. Be productive and not just busy just for the sake of being busy. We can be busy in a lot of things, but we can also think about how that can impact our results that we want in our business and the goals that we want to achieve because we're not actually productive. I mean, have you ever had those days where you work all day, maybe you're putting 8, 10, 12 hours and you're like, what did I actually do? And it could be all the text messages you get, all the DMs of like, got a minute, or your staff or team members or employees saying, do you have a minute to help me fix this problem? Number three is find accountability partners. This could mean having an accountability partner in your circle, at your office, on your team, or investing in you and hiring a coach. Having a coach is an absolute game changer, and it's why I have multiple coaches, as I never want to navigate things on my own, especially if it's uncharted territory. And number four is understanding that you've been through lots of challenges, you've been through tough times, and believe me, I get reminded of all those different things. But when you look at your big milestones, ask yourself, what did I have to do in my schedule to achieve those? Who did I actually have to become? What new habits did I have to install? This could be the secret sauce to your growth, because every time that you actually did those milestones, the moment before it, I can promise you, you probably had some fear around it, some anxiety around it, but you pushed through. So I take a look at that. We all just started the year, and just like football teams that make it to the Super Bowl, they prepare all year, they watch film, they have game plans and multiple coaches. And within a few seconds of that clock starting their plan, and they have the best of the best. These are the two best football teams in the country. Their plan doesn't always go as planned. And it's why they have timeouts. It's why they have huddles. It's why they have halftime, because they adjust and pivot, but they never adjust their goal. The outcome is always the same. My friends, I want to challenge you to have your business plan present so that you can constantly remind yourself and get down to the most important activities. It's okay to shift and pivot, but keep the goal as your commitment and never waver from it. Give yourself some grace if you've been beating yourself up. Find ways to level up, and it could mean getting around community because you don't have to navigate this on your own. I want to wish you all the best in sprinting to get your goals knocked out this year, sending you all the confidence. And until our next episode, don't forget to keep playing bigger.
Thank you for listening to this episode and hanging out with me today. If you're loving The Raquel Show and you've gotten value from it for your business or your life, please don't forget to hit the follow button so you never miss an episode. I'd love to connect with you further, so text me at www.textraquel.com and send me a message. You'll be added to our VIP list for updates and special events we're hosting for our community. I look forward to hanging out with you on the next episode.